The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
You, Father, we honor you. If not for you, if not for your grace, if not for your help, we thank you. We appreciate you. To you be all the glory. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' name. Amen. We received a testimony in the first service. One of our beloved here heard that a goat was pursuing somebody and came out to the rescue of the person, to defend the person, and the goat said, "Hey, both of you, I will knock you down." So as she said, "Let me move back," she did not know there was a well at the back. So the next thing she saw was that one leg was off and the other one was, and the entire body was in the well, and the other person followed suit, and she came out without a scratch, without any form of hurt. The other person had a hurt, but is still alive. I don't know if you understand what we are talking about. This is something that can bring neck injury, spinal cord injury, leg injury, hand injury, throat injury, eye injury, ear injury. I mean, this can only be God. Please, can you clap for this God? If not for God. That's why they say, and I see other person yesterday. Oh, this is the kind of case. And I see other person day before yesterday. Oh, I pray for you in the remaining days of this year. The pit that the enemy dig for you, they will fall inside it. I said, the pit of death the enemy dig for you, they will fall inside of it. The plan of the wicked for your children, they themselves will use their head to carry it. In the name of Jesus. Whatever wants to remove from you, because we say this year is increase, anything that wants to remove any part of your body, I judge them in the name of Jesus. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I cover your children with the blood of Jesus. I cover your family members with the blood of Jesus. I cover your grandchildren and relatives with the blood of Jesus. It is well with you. Father, we thank you. Speak to us again and bless everyone online, on ground, and in all our churches. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Give Jesus a big clap. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Hallelujah. These choir members are tempting me this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Signs and wonders via prayers, part 2. Signs and wonders via prayers, part 2. It's our month of increase via prayers, and we have been on the matter of prayers. And your prayers shall be answered in Jesus' name. God wants you to increase. God wants your increase. Every father wants the increase of his children. But one of the things that will provoke your increase is prayer. Prayer. Prayer triggers the miraculous. Anytime you want a miracle, pray more. Anytime you desire a miracle, pray more. Anytime you want a change of status, pray more. Somebody say, I will pray more. Facts about prayer. In the first service, I gave us a few. Prayer is a channel that connects man with the help of God. Hebrews 4 verse 6. Thank you, media. Number 2. Many things will never be received until you ask in a place of prayer. There are many things that are for you, but you can't get them except you pray. Number 3, certain doors will never be opened until you knock. Number 4, prayer is one of the greatest assets of the redeemed. Praying is one of the greatest things that you can do because it's an asset. Somebody say asset. Yes. Number 5, a consistent prayer life is the way to maintain a high-flying Christian life. See, you must have a schedule for your prayer life. Are you with me? You must have a schedule for your prayer life. A consistent prayer life is what makes you a high flyer. A consistent prayer life is what makes you a high flyer. Number six, fact about prayer is that prayer is the weapon with which we do battle. The battle of a Christian is not the battle of axe. It's not the battle of cutlass. It's not the battle of knives. Hello. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 to 4. It says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ. Prayer is the weapon to which a believer does war. If somebody is trying to snatch your husband, you don't go to the person and start slapping the person and kicking the person. That's not how to win it. You win it in the place of prayer. If somebody says that your children will not do well, you don't go and meet the person and say you are stupid. You are mad. You don't do that. You finish the person in the place of prayer. If you are going to an embassy, yesterday somebody spoke to me and reminded me of when the person was going to the embassy. When the person was going to the embassy, and the person goes to the embassy, there are many people interviewing people there. And they now said there's a woman called Mama Kalaba in that particular embassy. They said, if you go and meet her, she will not give you visa. That was when it was time to go in. It was Mama Kalaba they directed this person to. And when she got there, Mama Kalaba said, I want to give you this thing, and I will give you this. And he gave the person. It's a wonder. Everybody was surprised. The same person that they said will not give anybody, the same person that's what prayer can do when you are prepared yourself. Hello. That's why you prepare yourself. You are going to your future father-in-law and mother-in-law's house. You just went like that. You did not pray. You did not prepare yourself. Your fiancé said, I'm taking you home to go and see my parents. Then when you get there, the woman says, I don't like this girl. Why is she like this? Why? Because you did not prepare yourself. When they saw you, they did not see a queen. They saw somebody that is not serious. Whereas you are very serious. But your unseriousness is the unseriousness in the place of prayer. The warfare, the battles of life are fought in the place of prayer. Any of you are contractors? You are slogging for contract with somebody. The person has used blood to bath. You just went there with twin stick. You on your way, you saw suya, you ate. You saw puff, you ate. You wake up, the meeting is 8 o'clock. You woke up 7, you took breakfast before you left. You did not even just enter the place. Then you are there with people that bath with blood overnight. You did not pray. And I said, I don't know why. My contract is the best. Whereas they rejected me. It's prayer. Your battles are won in the place of prayer. Please don't let life teach you lesson before you begin to pray. And are you getting what I'm saying? Don't let life teach you lesson before you begin to pray. When life teach you lesson before you begin to pray, it's a bad thing. If you allow life to teach you lesson first, that's why you now start praying. That's like, hello, sir, pray for me. Let you yourself pray for yourself. You yourself pray for yourself. Number seven, fact about prayer is that you do not wish problems away. You rise up to pray to solve them. You don't wish, and I wish that this problem can just go. And I wish that these challenges can just go. And I wish that I just become great like that too. And I wish I hear you. What women we call duh. You wish that problem will go away without praying. It doesn't work that way. You must pray. Somebody say, I will pray. Somebody say, I will pray. Ladies and gentlemen, wonderful men and women. In the first service, I showed us three examples of people who enjoyed signs and wonders via prayer. The first is Anna. Please, when you have time, go and listen to the message. I spoke extensively about her and how she was delivered and how God gave her a man-child as she prayed. No time to go into that now. Number two, I spoke about Ezekiah, a king in Isaiah chapter 38, verse 1 to 15, chapter 1 to 5, verse 1 to 5, Isaiah 38, 1 to 5, who was a king and who prayed himself to 15 more years added to his life. No time. When you get home, go and read. Number three, I gave us the example of Lazarus. Lazarus was dead and stinking in John chapter 11, verse 41 to 44. And because of prayer of Jesus, he came back and Jesus said, lose him in John 11, 44. Lose him, let him go. Lose him, let him go. All that was handled in the first service. In this service, I want to show us more examples of people who became candidates of signs and wonders via prayer. Number four is Peter. Somebody say Peter. In Acts chapter 12, verse 5 to 8. Acts chapter 12, verse 5 to 8. The Bible was speaking there. It said, now, therefore, Peter, therefore, was kept in a prison. Can we read? Is it possible to read together? One, two, go. Therefore, was kept in a prison. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto him, not for him, yes. Go on. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between soldiers, bound to chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came unto him. And raised him up, saying, rise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. Let's read this one lastly. And the angel said unto him, guide thyself, bind on thy sandals. So he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. This is a story of the mystery of how God can deliver a person mysteriously and miraculously. Peter was bound in the prison. Peter was chained, preparing for them to slaughter him. And the Bible says the church arose. That's why many of you that you think you don't need church, I don't need church. I'm a man of myself. I have money in my bank account. Can the money in your bank account intercede for you when you are in challenges? Can the money in your account intercede for you when you have big problem? He said, and the church intercede for him. They prayed for him without continuously until God dispatched an angel. God will dispatch an angel concerning your matter. God dispatched an angel to go and meet him. And the angel enter. You know, angel doesn't need a key. Angel doesn't need a password. Angel doesn't need card to enter anywhere. He just enters anywhere. He just entered. He said, guy, wake up. Prayer has hit God. And God has sent me. Oh yeah, follow me. That was how Peter came out. He came out gallantly. He came out without a scratch. That is how you will come out of the place where the enemy has kept you. I said that is how you will come out of the place where the enemy has kept you. You know, angels excel in strength. Psalm 13 verse 20. They excel in strength. Angels have plenty of strength. They cannot be hindered. The wicked cannot stop them. They excel in strength. They have power. God will dispatch angels to help you. In the name of Jesus. The fifth example is the children of Israel. The children of Israel. The children of Israel were people who enjoyed signs and wonders via prayers. They enjoyed signs and wonders via prayers. They were in captivity for how many years? 400 years. 400 years of being a slave. 400 years of being intimidated. 400 years of carrying bricks and carrying blocks. 400 years from one generation to another. Until one day, they say, why are we like this? That's why some of you, today is the day you will deliver your family. You know what they did in Exodus chapter 3, verse 7 to 8? They rose up to pray. God heard their voice. And the Lord said, that's God speaking, I have surely seen the affliction of my people. Can you see that? I have seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, comma, somebody say comma, and I have now heard their cry. What happened to them before? They did not cry before. They kept quiet. They did not say anything. Let's be managing it. This garlic and cucumber and all these things that they are feeding us. At least we are still alive. At least some people don't even have anything to eat. So let's. The until God heard their cry by the reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrow. Next verse. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them out of that land unto a good land, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. That's the Jebus, right? Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. They kept quiet before. Please don't be quiet when you are being cheated. Don't be quiet when the enemy is cheating you. If you are quiet when the enemy is cheating you, he will cheat you and he will go scot-free. Don't be quiet when the wicked want to destroy you. Don't be quiet when Satan wants to keep you in captivity. Nobody here will be in captivity any longer. And God dispatched Moses, and Moses brought them out. I pray this morning that every captivity that the wicked has placed you are coming out. I say you are coming out. You know what this thing taught me? God will not respond. 500 years, 600 years, 700, God will not respond until there's prayer. He will not do anything until there's prayer. Just be wishing, and I wish, and I wish, and I wish, and I wish, and I wish I get married to a good man. And I wish I have twins as a baby. And I wish that I build a house. And I wish that I do well. And I wish that this year, by the time I'm ending this year, I'm blessed. And I wishes doesn't solve anything. You have to rise up to pray. You must rise up to pray. Somebody say, I will rise up to pray. Factors that will facilitate signs and wonders via prayers. Factors that will facilitate signs and wonders via prayer. Number one is obedience. Number one is obedience. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 6. And having all readiness to avenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So, if you are going to enjoy signs and wonders via prayers, whatever God tells you to do, do it. Anything God instructs you to do, do it. Anything He has placed in your heart that you should do, do it. Anything He wants you to do, do it. If God knows that if He tells you an instruction today, you will not listen. Listen to me, He will not bother Himself. There are some people, by the time I look at them and I see that I gave them advice, first advice, they didn't listen. Second advice, they didn't listen. I just hold my peace because my saliva is expensive. Saliva that I should be using to encourage others, pray, and do any other thing. I'll not be wasting somebody that doesn't listen to advice. I pray for you today that the spirit of obedience will come upon you afresh. Grace to obey everything that God tells you through the scripture, through His servant, through your parents, through those that God has placed around you as counselors. That grace, receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Last week Sunday, I preached four messages, four times here. I preached twice in the morning. I preached twice in the evening for the men at the men's summit. And God forbid that there is any man that listens to all those messages. Maybe you even listen to the four. Maybe you are even the four services. And your life is still the same. As in, you did not take any drastic decision. You did not take any step. You did not do anything. Just four hot messages. Nobody here will remain on the same level by December 31st this year. God will have blessed you mightily as you obey Him in the name of Jesus. Number two factor that will facilitate signs and wonders via prayer is testimonies. Keep sharing your testimonies lavishly. Don't hoard your testimony. If you are going to enjoy the best that God has to offer you, share your testimonies lavishly. Let others be encouraged. Let others see the glory of God through your life. Through thy light have we seen light. Let others shine there. Because when you share a testimony, you are telling others that what God has done for them, for you, He can do for them. The same God that has blessed them, that same God can bless you. So don't allow anything or anybody to stop you. Don't allow anything or anybody to stop you from sharing your testimony. Don't let them say, there are some people, yeah, when they want to share testimony, they will be looking at people that they will say that my own is too much. The God that is blessing you is too much too. He's too much. He's a great God. And He has looked at you to bless you every time. So don't be tired. Don't be tired and avoid mockers that will tell you, why is it that it's every time you always share your testimony? Are you the only one in the church? Don't you think that those people don't have sense? But if you have sense, you know that when somebody does something good for you, you are meant to return the glory back to the person that did it for you. Somebody praise the Lord. I said, somebody praise the Lord. So your battles are won on the platform of testimonies. Your battles are won on the platform of testimonies. Your miracles come to you on the platform of testimonies. Learn to share your testimony. You hear, while preaching, I share many testimonies. I will tell you how God saved me from this, how God sent people to help me when I needed help in one area or another, how God assisted me. And my wife does that also lavishly. And all our pastors do that from time to time, returning the glory to God. We don't point the glory to anybody. We return the glory back to the one that has done it. Somebody praise the Lord. I said, somebody praise the Lord. So there is no challenges you are facing now that you cannot win, because somebody has won those challenges before through testimonies. There's nothing you are passing through now that somebody else has not won. So as you pray with testimonies, there's a song in Yoruba. Kepe Jesu, agbo onira fun. Kepe Jesu, agbo onira fun. Nigba toba nira. Nigba tole koko, nigba togbo na giri giri, nigba tole koko go. Kepe Jesu, agbo onira fun. Ezo fun wa o. Kepe Jesu, agbo onira fun. Nigba to ba nira, nigba to le koko, nigba to gbona giri giri, nigba to le koko. Kepe Jesu, agbo. Give Jesus a big clap, everybody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Number three factor that will lead to your signs and wonders. Number one is what? Number two. Number three, be earnest. Or you can call it be determined. If you want signs and wonders, you must be determined. James chapter 5 verse 16. James 5 and verse 16. Confess your fault one to another. Pray one for another that you be not, that you may be healed. The effectual fervent. That's where I'm going. Fervent, determined prayer. Don't pray for something for 1 month and God has not yet brought it to pass. Then because of that, you now give up. Don't do that. Be determined. Be earnest. Many of us, we give up too soon. We give up too soon. Immediately there's a challenge like this, you're already tired. I cannot keep myself. I cannot give myself stress. I cannot. That's not how to win. If you are going to win, you must be earnest. You must be determined. You must press. You must press. God just reminded me of a scripture now. Let me try to give it to you. Somebody is here this morning. As you press, God will answer you in the name of Jesus. Okay, let's look at it quickly. Right, Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24. Deuteronomy 2, verse 24. We're going to read it together, because it's a very important scripture. 1, 2, go. Rise up, take your journey, pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thy hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. If you are going to become what God wants you to become, you must be ready to contend. If you are not ready to contend, you will be detained. You must be ready to contend. Praise the Lord. So you must be earnest. This is necessary because God looks at the heart. Your heart must be an earnest heart. That was what somebody said. It's only men that do that. Let me show you a woman that did it. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 15. 1 Samuel 1 verse 15. And Anna answered and said, "No, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have poured out my soul before the Lord." You can imagine a woman praying, and then the pastor thinks that she's drunk. Can you imagine somebody coming to this altar now, stay in this place now, and he's praying, and then one of the pastors just says, "Why is a drunk person in our church?" She said, "I'm not drunk. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm trying to achieve. And she achieved it. You will achieve your own purpose too. I say you will achieve your own purpose too. The exact thing God wants for your life will come to pass. I can't hear your amen. The exact thing God wants for your life will come to pass. I have taught you many times. Don't be fearful to contend with forces against your destiny. Don't be fearful. Life is a battle. If you are not ready to contend, forces will clear you off. Clear you off. So you must be ready to contend to possess your signs and wonders. Somebody say loud, amen. Well, my prayer for you today is that the spirit of the lion's heart possess you this morning in the name of Jesus. Until you have a lion's heart, you know you cannot get a lion's share. You don't get anything tangible without proper contending. You have to contend with the forces against your life. Nobody here will be on the same level by the end of this year in the name of Jesus. Number five factor that will result in your signs and wonders is be relaxed. That is, don't be anxious. Be relaxed, don't be anxious. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the God of peace, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through what? Christ Jesus. Don't allow anything to bring you into the realm of worry. Refuse to be worried or anxious. Anxiety is the thief of God's blessing. Worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you nothing to do. It gives you something to do, but it takes you nowhere. Worry is like a rocking chair. How many of us know a rocking chair? How many of us used to climb those horses? Those rocking horses. Then it gives you something to do, but it's not taking you anywhere. That's how worry is. January is about to end again. 1 month is gone again. Out of the year of increase. I never see this increase, though. I never even smell increase at all. That's worry. They say I go increase. I never even smell that. Nobody say, but you know you can smell it this week. Not only smell it, you will touch it this week. You will not only touch it, you will handle it this week. Can I hear a loud amen from somebody? Can I hear a loud amen from somebody? Refuse worry. Refuse to be worried. How will it happen? How will I do it? How will this going to happen? Refuse worry. That is what the devil wants. So that you, because when you are worried, you can't take any action. When you are worried, you can't take any action. You can't get anything from God. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So when you are worried, you can't have faith and be worried at the same time. So let your faith be strong. Let your faith be strong. When life gives you a lemon, make a lemonade out of it. When life gives you a lemon, make a lemonade out of it. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. And lastly, under the factors that facilitate signs and wonders, walk in love. If you want signs and wonders in your life, continue to walk in love. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 13. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 13. Now abideth faith, hope, and love, which is also called charity. But the greatest of them all is what? Love. If you want to enjoy God's signs and wonders, walk in love. Anywhere you find yourself, walk in love. You know how do you know how to walk in love? Love your neighbor as yourself. Anything that will affect others, don't do it. Anything that will destabilize the marriage of somebody else, destabilize the business of somebody else, destabilize the destiny of somebody else, don't do it. Anything that will snuff life out of somebody else, don't be involved in it. That's how to walk in love. You know how wicked people are? The thing a wicked person does to you, if you do it for them, I don't like it, but that's what they are doing. I pray for you this morning, grace to walk in love. Receive it in the name of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 12, the Bible was talking about forgiving. Say, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Go to verse 14 and 15, please. And 14. For if you forgive men their trespass, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespass, neither will your Father, heavenly Father, forgive you. So whatever it is, let love and forgiveness rule your heart as you pray in the name of Jesus. Quickly, as I plan to hurry up to be able to round up, some dividends of prayer. What are the benefits of prayer? In the first service, I gave us two: revelation and direction. Am I right? Revelation and direction. If you want to know some of the benefits of prayer, one of it is revelation. The more you pray, the more God will give you revelation. He will reveal to you what you did not know before. He will show you what you did not know. There are many of you, by the time this month is ending, you would have accessed fresh revelation. I say you would have accessed fresh revelation. I say you would have accessed fresh revelation. You would have accessed fresh revelation. This revelation will take you up. In Galatians chapter 2 verse 2, Apostle Paul was speaking. He said, I went up by revelation. Galatians chapter 2 verse 2, I went up. Somebody will go up. I say somebody will go up. If that person can hear me, shout a big amen. Amen. The second dividend of prayer is direction. When you pray, you access direction. You are able to enjoy direction. Prayer brings you into direction. Listen, never ever go into courtship or into marriage with somebody that you did not pray to God about it. Never do it. You just saw somebody, I love you, you love me, okay, you go to item 7, you eat rice, eat chicken, then by the following day you are into introduction. Introduction to what? Introduction to suffering in hell. As in, you didn't pray about it. Just like that, you just met yesterday. You say, I love you. I want a tall person. There are tall people that have problem. There are short people that have problem. So it's not a matter of being tall or being short. Pray. Somebody say, I will pray. You must pray. There are some decisions of your life that you don't make it without praying. One of it is marriage. Next week, when we're in family intervention, I'll be revealing something. Because every family is supposed to increase. But there is what it takes for a family to increase. I will show you next week, Sunday. No family can increase without what I will show you next week. No, it's not possible for the family to increase. Without touching those buttons, I will be showing you next week. No family can increase. So what am I saying this morning? Embrace direction so that you can assess distinction. Embrace direction so that you can assess distinction. Somebody listening to me here this morning, say, I hear. Number three, dividend of prayer. My time is up. Dividend of prayer is deliverance from affliction. Deliverance from affliction. James chapter 5 verse 13. James 5 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any afflicted? Let him pray. Is anybody sick? Let him pray. It's amazing some people prefer to go to pharmacy and go to hospital than to pray. Somebody is sick and I said, I prefer. Okay, fine. Maybe their faith level. But please, by all means, still pray. By all means, still pray. By all means, still pray. If you want to be delivered from affliction, no matter what the affliction is, what you need is prayer. Let me tell you, most of the afflictions, they are works of the devil. They are works of, and you destroy their power through prayer. The more you pray, the more you end affliction. I don't know, whatever the enemy has placed in your life as an affliction, it will end today. I say it will end today. Your parents, your brothers, your sisters that are in any form of affliction, it will not take their life. That sickness that is tormenting them will not take their life. That problem that is affecting them will not take their life. Say a loud amen. Amen. Say a loud amen. I was speaking to somebody yesterday, and the person was reminding me of when we were some years ago, a man of 31 years that has stroke. 31, an architect. 31 years has stroke. If not for God's intervention, he would have gone. 31 years. Every affliction the enemy has placed around your life goes back to the sender. anybody wishing you dead, I pray in the name of Jesus, that same thing, wish what they wish for you will happen to them. In the name of Jesus. So don't watch joblessness. It's an affliction. Pray. Don't watch rejection. Guy likes you. You like the guy before 2 months. Guy say he's not picking your call again. Something's wrong. Pray. Don't watch bad dreams. Some of you, they will flog you in the dream. They will give you amalane in the dream. They will give you carrot in the dream. They will give you many things in the dream. All these things, pray. Somebody say pray. Don't watch disfavor. Don't watch disfavor. Don't watch disfavor. They present you something, but it's not getting to you. It's disfavor. They have said they will give you a contract. They have presented a letter. They withdraw the letter. It's disfavor. These are afflictions. And of course, don't watch sickness. Don't watch sickness. Prayer for you this morning. As we pray, every affliction, satanic affliction, satanic torment, worrying your life, worrying your family, shall be wiped out in the name of Jesus. I speak peace to your life. Peace to your family. Peace everywhere in your life. So shall it be. Rise up, people. Let's honor God this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can we give God another big clap this morning? Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Let's thank Him and appreciate Him this morning for the word He has sent to us in this second service. Let's magnify Him. Father, we give You praise. We bless You, Lord. We give You praise. Blessed be Thy name. In Jesus' name. Oluwa, Oluwa,
Oruko re ti ni izo ni bo. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and thank him this morning for the word he has sent to us. Give him praise, give him glory and honor. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you were blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.